Headline: Abbas Effendi coming to give talk at Clark, Tuesday, May 21, 1912. Worcester. Publication: Worcester Evening Gazette. Head of Baha'ism visits this city on Thursday afternoon. His Excellency Abbas Effendi, or Abdul Baha, by which name he is most popularly known, will make an address presenting the main points of the religious faith of which he is leader at Clark University on Thursday, May 23rd at 4 p.m. Abdu'l-Bahá is making a short tour in this country in the interest of his faith, which has many followers the world over. To those who know of him through his work, he is a character that is held in absolute veneration and with deepest affection. To those who have not known of this great religion, it affords an opportunity of listening to a man who has built up a religion under the most adverse circumstances. Baha'ism began in Persia in the early 30s and 40s and was known as the Bab religion. The followers were persecuted and the Bab was executed in 1850. Baha'u'llah, from whom the religion gets its name, is the father of Abdu'l-Bahá. The followers were fearfully persecuted, so that those who did join its ranks did so only because it had something for them. And in this way, only the strongest men came, for they knew the penalty. Despite this fact, it has grown. Until now, it has millions of followers and several hundred thousands in the United States. They believe that all religions are in a way revelations of divine truth, and theirs combines all customary teachings of Christianity with a greater liberality. They emphasize the brotherhood of races, love, charity, sacrifice, kindliness, universal peace, and language. Abdu'l-Bahá is 68 years old and was imprisoned at Akka, Asia Minor, for 40 years under the Turkish government. He was released within the last 3 or 4 years from the place where, during his whole imprisonment, he directed the teachings of this vast throng. This affords a wonderful opportunity for the public to listen to a man who has stirred so many millions. He will probably be dressed in his native garb. The address will be under the direction of the Department of History of Clark University, and arrangements have been made through the efforts of Professor George H. Blakesley.